Good morning, Albuquerque. Welcome to Go Local Boom Radio. Happy holidays. We are here again back on 1050 KTBL. I'm your host, Krista Benavides with Chispas Performance Solutions. Thank you so much for tuning in this morning. Go Local Boom Radio is where we celebrate local business in New Mexico by getting to know the people behind the local businesses in our communities. You can find us here every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. right here on 1050 KTBL. And be sure to visit us online at golocalboom.com. This segment is brought to you in part by Rocketbox SEO Albuquerque, a full-service digital marketing agency that doesn't just offer clean web design and manage SEO campaigns. They help you get what you need most in your business, more customers. Rocketbox SEO, launch your business online. Visit them online at rocketboxseo.com. My first guest this morning is Jane Bradley, and she's no stranger to Go Local Boom, so it's a pleasure to have her back, and she's with SmartSpider.net. Welcome to the show, Jane.
Thank you for having me, Krista.
So Jane is here to tell us about what's coming up with Smart Spider for the coming year, particularly in the first quarter and the next Ask a Pro event. So give us the sneak peek, Jane, about what's coming up with SmartSpider.net and January's Ask a Pro event.
We are so excited to be back with our Ask a Pro. We took December off, and to the disdain of many of our attendees, it's grown into such a popular event. We're having 45 or 50 people attend. The next one will be at 4:30 on Wednesday, January the 10th at Nativo Lodge. It's free to the public, and we have a pro panel of people who are the top, we feel, in their fields in Albuquerque to discuss the topic of the month. And each month we select a different topic, which may be lifestyle, it may be business, it may even be not-for-profit. In January, it's going to be so fun. The topic is, so you overdid it during the holidays, now what? This is a panel of SmartSpider.net pros who will help you learn how to be your very best self physically, mentally, and professionally in 2018. We're calling this Start the Year as You Want It to Go. So we're pretty excited about this, Krista.
That does sound like a great topic, especially to start off the year. I mean, I've had some guests in the past few weeks that are talking about preparing for 2018, but what a great way to actually start just 10 days into the new year with recovering, if you will, from what we did at the end of 2017 and then getting forward with a bit of a jump start, if you will, into 2018.
Absolutely. And when we put these together, we give a lot of thought to the panel. All speak for 7 or 8 minutes, 3 or 4. And as the Ask a Pro is 1 hour long, we then have the panelists speak on their individual subtopic, and then we go into question and answer. So this time, dividing it into physical, mental, and professional, we feel like there'll be something there for everyone.
Absolutely. And it's important that people do take that well-rounded approach, because I think oftentimes the tendency can be to get laser focused on one area, but then everything else falls by the wayside. And without that balance, in this case with mental and physical health and then the professional health, bringing those all together helps create that balance so that we're not off kilter in any particular area.
Right. And the physical really goes into two different categories. So we have two pros in the physical. We have Margaret Garcia, whom I love and work out with a couple of times a week. Margaret has a different kind of approach into being physically strong and physically healthy, which doesn't involve me getting dressed at 6 o'clock in the morning and going to a gym. She's also a certified aerobics dance instructor. So we dance instead of doing other kind of cardio, which I love. So she will be doing how to be healthier physically, strong, and that embodies stronger. I think we say healthier, stronger. And then we have Shelley Rael, who is just fabulous. I think you're going to interview her later.
Yes, she'll be on the show today.
Yes, she is a registered nurse and a
dietitian.
Registered dietitian. So often, Krista, we find that people just want to go on a diet in January. And what that means is we're making a poor choice.
Mm-hmm.
And Shelley will be talking about how to eat healthier without depriving yourself and without making you hate what you're eating. So she will be there. And then Joycelyn Campbell is just the most fascinating woman I know in Albuquerque. For years, she has been studying how the brain functions at the hardwired level. So, you know, we have two systems in the brain, what we do voluntarily and involuntarily. So she's going to be talking about how difficult it is to change a habit and how much more desirable it is to replace an old habit with a new habit and how that is you can rewire the brain. Then we'll have Victor Delgado, who is our Dale Carnegie buddy for New Mexico, is going to be talking about how to do effective goal setting in your business and make it work with your personal life. So I think this is a dynamite.
It's definitely going to be a fantastic panel. So if you're just tuning in, listeners, I'm speaking with Jane Bradley with SmartSpider.net, and she's giving us a sneak peek into the panel that's going to be present on January 10th at the Ask a Pro event. And that, again, to mark in your calendars, is January 10th, 4:30 to 5:30 at Nativo Lodge. And that's followed, of course, by the Smart Mixer.
Yes, the Smart Spider Mixer for professional to professional connections. And I'm asking everyone to please forgive my raspy voice. Somehow, who has allergies in the winter?
I do.
No one.
I actually do, so I can relate.
But it has really affected my voice.
Well, and with this weather, I mean, that could be a whole other segment. I need to have a meteorologist in here or something because of the strange weather. I mean, 60 degrees, yes, you know, over this past week or so in Albuquerque is not normal.
And if I think we're going into 80 days with not one drop of moisture measurable. So I think we're all drying out.
Right. Very true. And I think maybe Shelley can give us some tips on that in terms of what foods can help us stay hydrated and so forth.
That's really right. That's right. So we invite everyone to stop by. And if you have questions or if you'd like to be a pro on one of our panels, check us out on smartspider.net, www.smartspider.net. Check me out on Facebook. We have a smartspider.net Facebook, or you can call me, Jane Bradley, at 505-710-6484. And I will tell you how you can become an Ask a Pro panelist in the next year. We have some fun panels.
So yeah, go ahead. We have about 2 minutes left in this segment.
Okay.
So tell us what's coming up for the rest of the year.
In February, we have the panel is, do you have it? What is it? How do you get it? It is sometimes called charisma. It's what separates the top winners from the also-ran. So that's going to be a fun panel to come and see from the leaders who are charismatic. March is how's that business plan working for you? Now's the time to revise with a lot of professionals in that. April is something we did last year and was one of our most successful. Everyone listening today, Krista, sits on a board for a not-for-profit, or they should. what is your board responsibility if you are on a not-for-profit? How do you develop a better board? So it will be a not-for-profit evening of talking about board fiduciary responsibilities and board development.
And then May, do you have a sneak peek into May?
I have a little sneak peek into May. Seems like a buzzword for this generation is coaching. We have health coaching, wellness coaching, we have business coaching, and we have lifestyle coaching. The topic in May is, when do you need a coach and why do you need a coach? We're going to have coaches from all of those classifications. So if you're a coach and would like to talk about a panel, get in touch with me. I'd love to talk to you.
Well, that sounds exciting. And so again, smartspider.net, and I am actually a Smart Spider member, and it's been a great organization to be a part of. I've been on a couple of the panels, and that's been great. And just the opportunity to connect with other professionals, whether I'm participating on a panel or just attending the events. There are high caliber people. And so if you haven't attended an event, make sure that you mark down January 10th. Be there at Nativo Lodge. So we have just a few seconds left. So again, I want to thank you so much for being on the show. Again, Jane has been here before, and I'm sure she will be back. So thank you so much for being on the show and sharing with us what's coming up in the new year with Smart Spider.
Oh, thank you for having me, Krista. And thank you for doing this Go Local Boom. I'm on the board of Keep It Kirky, which supports shopping and keeping our money in New Mexico. So thank you for keeping this message out in front of your listeners.
Absolutely. It's a pleasure to do it. I feel honored to do it. And thank you all for listening this morning. We'll be right back with our next guest. I'm Krista Benavides. It's Go Local Boom Radio here on 1050 KTBL. Good morning, Albuquerque. Welcome back to Go Local Boom Radio. I'm your host, Krista Benavides with Chispas Performance Solutions. We're here, as always, on 1050 KTBL. This segment is brought to you in part by Chispas Performance Solutions. Chispas Performance Solutions works with businesses and organizations to reduce the cost of doing business caused by inadequate or ineffective communication. We do this by providing customized on-site classes, conference keynote presentations, and breakout sessions, and so much more. Schedule your free consultation today at ChispasPerformanceSolutions.com. My next guest is also not a stranger to Go Local Boom, and it's Shelley Rael, a registered dietitian and nutritionist who was here just a couple of months ago. And
right. It was right around the first part of November. I think it was Veterans Day I was here.
Yes. Right before Thanksgiving. So this is
exactly
now moving into closing out the new year. So welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Excellent. So again, wrapping up 2017, moving into 2018. And so help us out for those of us who might have just overdone it for Christmas or for Hanukkah,
right,
or whatever we're celebrating.
Right.
So give us your spiel. Tell us what we can do.
Well, Shelley, first thing I know, it's a couple more days, and some people just want to put this year out with a bang and leave it behind. And what I really encourage people to do this time of year is, I think a lot of us are so over the whole resolution thing, and it's just at some point in life you're like, forget it. But I really do encourage people to set achievable goals. So as a dietitian nutritionist, of course, I am the person that helps people with their diet, their lifestyle, their health habits, and really set something up in developing healthier eating habits in the next several weeks, several months, for the rest of your life, and not focus on weight. It's a very common thing that I see about weight. People get disappointed with how things may have gone in the last several weeks since Halloween.
and
like, oh, what was I doing? But really, I just say start from this point. Start today. Start now. And what are you going to do to start being healthier for yourself? I encourage people to think about it being for yourself and not for anybody else, really. Yeah.
That's so important. And one of the things that I've worked with recently with my clients is that whole idea of personal responsibility, accountability, as well as self-care.
Right. Right. And that's something I talk about a lot is the self-care is if we hear this, if you've ever been on a plane, you've heard this and it's a cliche to say this, but you've got to put your mask on first before you do it for somebody else, because how are you going to be able to help somebody if you are not well? So self-care is a big part of what I help people with. And when it comes to diet, which is not a word I like to use, but a diet has this negative connotation to it, but diet is just how we eat. Rather than putting ourselves on a list of restrictions or things I can't have, things I can't do, I encourage people to start adding certain things in. And when we start adding certain things in, some of the other things tend to go by the wayside. Mm-hmm. So when you're eating healthier, a lot of people start feeling great and they're not as inclined to go with the things that just aren't helping them feel good. And it seems to be easier, and it sounds so easy to say. I say it. I know I'm saying it. But once we start doing it and developing the habits of doing things for ourselves regularly. And the first thing I go to, there's two things I always encourage people to do. Start eating breakfast, get more fruits and vegetables. And really, the fruits and vegetables has never been one where anybody's like, oh, I get plenty of fruits and vegetables. If they're working with me, that's a very common thing. And that's one of the easiest things that we can do. And that's when I say start adding things in and other things will start going off to the side pretty quickly.
And that's such a great suggestion. And it really is easy to do. I mean, I've found even, I'll say, sneaking in vegetables into my children's nutrition.
Right.
Whether it's making them a smoothie and I'll add in kale or spinach to it.
Right.
And I can't even taste it.
Right.
Or making brownies and I'll do the same thing and add spinach or kale smoothie puree.
Right.
To the brownie recipe.
Right.
They don't know it's there. Same thing with mac and cheese. You can hide some cauliflower in
right.
there. They don't even taste it. They don't even know it.
Right. And I've done a couple different recipes, black bean brownies. Oh my goodness, they're amazing. And beans are a vegetable as well as protein. And that's just one of those things most people aren't even realizing it's there. So, and sometimes people have told me, well, their fruits and vegetables aren't convenient, which is kind of hard for me to acknowledge that because like they're the original fast food, you know, you get it, you wash it and it's ready for you for the most part. So that's something I know I can sound disparaging by saying that, but it's really of getting, helping people get to the mindset of it's not a challenge and there are some things that we can do. So that's part of what I help people with is helping set those goals, but helping overcome these real or perceived obstacles that they think are there and how can we move through those and develop these habits.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and I think you bring up a really good point in terms of the mindset piece. It's about deciding and making a conscious choice to tell or to have a different conversation with ourselves.
Right. Right. Because when in our brain is negatively, it tends to go to the negative very easily. I've taught classes, I get evaluations back and the one negative one is the one I've focused on. So our brain does that to us. But helping to work on that mindset, I can do this. I can be a success. I am a success. I feel good. And in a lot of these cases, when I tell people I work on habits and that turns them off because I'm not throwing weight out there in the front, but as these things move forward and we develop these habits, the weight tends to come to where it should be, to a healthier place. And it's just part of the side effects and one of the nice side effects of developing these healthier habits. And when it comes to exercise, that's not my specialty. So I just tell people, move more, get out and walk. And when you want more specialized attention, I can refer you to an exercise professional. But I'd say most of us can walk. And it's not a difficult thing for most of us to do.
Well, if you're just tuning in, I'm talking with Shelly Rael, who has been here before. She's a registered dietitian and nutritionist, sharing with us how to end out 2017 on a positive note and begin 2018 on a great note. And with that, she's got some programs coming up. So why don't you tell our listeners
Sure.
what those programs are?
Sure. So I have a few different programs depending on the level of interest or intensity that people want to have. So I have, starting on Wednesday, January 3rd, because I know sometimes people need to get a couple of days to clean things out, so to speak. I have a 10-week online coaching program to develop these health habits and lifestyles. So it's group, but there's accountability. There's tools that I'll provide with regard to having your kitchen stocked well to support yourself through success. But really, it's helping people with the goal setting and moving forward with those goals that 10 weeks. A little bit later in January, January 16th, right after, that's the Tuesday after Martin Luther King, because I still have another holiday. It always seems like a holiday's around the corner. Mm-hmm. I'm doing a 25-day reboot. So that's a more intensive but shorter program for people who just want to get set in that 1 month, don't need the high intensity accountability as the, I shouldn't say high intensity, but the longer term 10-week program. And that starts, as I said, January 16th. It's a 25-day program, and I'm calling it my New Year reboot. And then always, I work with people one-on-one. I do a minimum of 3 months programming, mostly because doing one or two sessions with people just isn't enough to see a measurable change. So we work together, just the two of us. I work with you, you work with me, and I help you be accountable and learn things if that's what you're looking for. And 3 month, 6 month programs that I have, just depending on what you want. But really, most people aren't going to see a big, big change in less than a couple months.
So those are for individual coaching with you, just that are ongoing.
And all this information, the easiest place to find this is on my website, ShellyRyell.com. And I have these things listed on my homepage, and there's drop-down menus where you can look for more information, and also how to contact me if you want to email or call me directly. Anybody can do that. But I just will mention the first program. That's, you got a couple days before that one's, the registration closes and we get started with that. But I'm always here willing to help with people who want to make healthy lifestyle changes and feel better.
And so your phone number then is 505-379-0258.
Correct.
And then Shelley's website is ShellyRyell.com.
Correct. Yes.
So you can contact her there at either of those options.
Right. And it's something where even if you just have some questions, you don't want the long term. I actually do have one where it's a 3-hour package, so to speak, where we talk on the phone. I'll do some background information for you, provide you the information. If you're just like, I just need some clarification on some things. It's not something a lot of people find that they need, that they'll use just that. They end up using more time with me. But it's something, if you just feel you have some questions you want answered, that's there, and it's on the website as well, too.
Okay, thank you. So that's a great option for someone who maybe they used to be really on top of their nutrition and just need some refreshers, maybe.
Correct.
Or to get some insight to say, okay, am I on the right track? Here's what I'm doing. And then determine whether or not they want to go forward with some of your program.
Correct. So it's where if you want to tweak things, is what, people just, they're very knowledgeable of a lot of things, but there's a lot of things that appear to change out there. And the media isn't always our friend when it comes to that, because they don't always tell the whole story. So I can help clear that up, too.
That's so true about the media. I mean, you definitely want to check your facts, because it's not always the same. And to keep in mind, and Shelley mentioned this when she was here previously, that no program is one size fits all. You have to know, what you're dealing with, any kind of health issues or just what your body is like in general, correct?
Right. It would be ridiculous for me to say that we all should do the exact same thing. One diet fits for everybody. It doesn't. We all need food. We all need nutrients, but that's like saying there's only one way to get to your destination. There's many ways to get to your destination. And like I said, the habits are more important from my point of view, developing the habits. And I'm not going to say it's right or wrong, but it's developing what works for you. And that's where I can help be your guide for that.
Right. Yeah. And I think that's key. That's definitely key. So we have about a minute and a half left in the segment. So what's one tip that you haven't already shared with our listeners that you can give them to close out the segment that will help them to recognize that putting themselves first is key.
Putting themselves first is key because if in order for you to do anything throughout the day, you have to feel good. You have to be able to get all the way to the end of the day. And one of my analogies that I use is if we're following directions using the GPS and we miss our turn, do we say, forget it, I'm going home? Do we keep going in the wrong direction? No, we do a course correction and we get to our destination. It may have taken a little bit longer, but stop beating yourself up and telling yourself you're not doing it right, so I'm just not going to continue. It's not right or wrong. It's correcting what we're doing that's not working for us, and take care of yourself. Be nice to yourself. Stop being so rude and unkind to yourself.
That is a great point on which to end, because I think all of us are so guilty of that. And just that whole idea, listeners, take that piece of advice, the course correction, because she's absolutely right. When we are literally in our cars and we don't make the right turn, we don't just say, oh, forget it, we're not going to go anymore. We just course correct.
Right.
And so taking that into our lives as we wrap up 2017 and go into 2018.
Correct. Yes.
So Thank you so much for being back on the show with us, Shelley.
Thank you. Loved being here.
It's always great to have you, and I look forward to having you back in the new year.
Sounds good.
You're listening to Go Local Boom Radio here on 1050 KTBL. I'm Krista Benavides, your host. We'll be right back with our next guest. Good morning again, Albuquerque. It's Go Local Boom Radio here on 1050 KTBL. Love the music this morning, Mike. Thank you so much. I love all this intro music and nice and happy. What an appropriate song, right? So, welcome back. Again, it's Go Local Boom Radio, and I'm your host, Krista Benavides with Chispas Performance Solutions. And this segment is brought to you in part by Social Bee Social Media. If you want to be seen online using social media, you need to contact Social Bee Social Media. They will get you noticed. So my final guest this morning is Mercedes Wharton with Two Cute Totes. Welcome to the show, Mercedes.
Hi, everybody. I'm excited to be here.
I'm so excited for Mercedes to be here because Two Cute Totes is not like other local businesses in the sense that there's a brick and mortar or there's somebody who works online and so forth. Mercedes is a little bit of both. So I'm going to let her share with you all what Two Cute Totes is and the background behind it, because it's a fantastic story.
Yeah, it is a great story. And so I originally grew up in Los Alamos, New Mexico. So I'm a New Mexican. And my childhood friend, this is her company. And we grew up together in Los Alamos, went our separate ways. And for our 20-year high school reunion, we connected, which was like almost 9 years ago. And so here we are, we're celebrating our 20-year high school reunion. And I wanted to bring all the people that had businesses and celebrate them and have them, you know, bring their amazing stuff to our reunion. And unfortunately, my friend Karen Scott, who's the owner of Two Cute Totes, couldn't come, and she had just started out. And so let me go back a little bit. She is from Los Alamos. We grew up together, like I said, but she was in corporate America, you know, doing the biz, was HR, had about 200 and some people below her, and she was miserable and unhappy. She had a military husband. And so on one of his times that he was home, she said, I need something to be creative. And she ended up leaving her job because she wasn't happy. So why be there? So he got her sewing lessons to Joanne's Fabric. And this is literally how her business started. And it's a direct sales, but she wanted you, the client, because I like to say the client or the designer, to be able to create the bag of your dreams. Well, how does that work? You get to have a say in how your bag's made. We have 14 styles. And when she started out of her home, she was sewing the bags. And so one of the great things about her story is she decided to do this. She had bits and pieces of fabric and had one style of bag. Now we have 14. And she had, you know, somebody saw that she had started a business and said, I'll host a party. And she said, okay, great. And it just kept growing and going. And so, you know, going from one bag to 14 bags, you know, when she first started, she was like, did three parties in a row and sold like, you know, 8 at the first one, 11 at the second one, 12 at the next one. I mean, it just kept growing, 17. And so she came home kind of in tears, and her husband's like, I thought we were like less stressed. And she's like, this is what just happened. And he said, told her, that's great. And she's like, yes, but I have to sew them all. And so it went, so let's fast forward to 2017. She left Fallon, Nevada, where the facility was, where they made the bags, to Kansas City. Now we're a whole new level. We used to buy bolts of fabric and make the bags. Now we create our own fabric. We design it all on a computer. It gets sent to a printer. And we are the ones that have the fabric, not necessarily having to go out and buy a bolt of fabric. There's no more bolts. It's all done on the computer, sent to a printer. And all our fabrics now are recycled Coke bottles. So our fabrics are recycled. They're water resistant. It's a whole new game. Saying that, we are still very small. There are probably, I think there's 24 of us across the country. So we would love to grow and give somebody an opportunity. We're called Style Mentors. In this Too Cute Tote, there's this opportunity for anybody and everybody. You get to do your business how you want to do it. So, and then saying on the designer side of it, you, the client, get to pick and choose if you want pockets or zippers or no zipper, or you want your strap longer or shorter. You want purse feet? You know, that's an add-on. We can do it. Or if you love the way the bag comes standard, you get to pick your outside, your inside, and your faux leather. So you're getting to express who you are and telling your story through your Too Cute Tote. And that's like the best thing. I've had government jobs, and there is nothing like this job that I do. And I don't really call it a job, because you're connecting with people. And that's really what it's all about. But we're doing it through fashion, through a Too Cute Tote. So that is the story in a nutshell. And so I joined on with her. So our reunion, I said, oh, I'll do a party for you. And she said, you would? Great. So I did a party. And then 10 months later, she was coming back through. And I said, I'll do another party. And then she just is like, why aren't you doing this? And then my husband's like, why aren't you doing this? And I'm like, I don't know. And so here I am 7 years later. And it's been the best way to connect with people. I don't know. I'm a people person.
Right.
And so you get to see how people... Everybody has their own style and express who they are.
So if you're just tuning in, listeners, my guest is Mercedes Wharton with Too Cute Totes. And she just finished giving the background about Too Cute Totes. And so I'll summarize that for you all if you're just tuning in. And Too Cute Totes is a direct marketing company that was started by a New Mexican. And Mercedes was sharing this is a high school, actually a childhood friend of hers.
Right.
Growing up in Los Alamos, and she started this company really as a way to express her creativity. And so it's a company, Too Cute Totes, is where people get to design their own tote by selecting from an array of fabric and faux leather.
Yep.
And have full control over what goes into their tote, size, and so forth. And then it's made here in the USA. She just finished sharing that the fabric is all made out of recycled
Coke bottles.
And so it's green, it's local, it's USA, it's New Mexico. I mean, all these great things in one. And there's an opportunity for people to have it as, to be part of the business as a style mentor.
Correct.
So give us a little bit of insight to that. Let's say there's a listener out there who, male or female, it doesn't really matter
Correct. Who
they are, might be interested in being a style mentor. So what does that process look like?
Okay, so we are doing something amazing because we want to grow. There are two of us in New Mexico. We could have so many people doing this amazing, fun job. And so we are doing an event. Well, it's kind of an event to see how it goes. But we're going to provide you with training with the founder of the company. At this point, you're one-on-one with her all the time. And there will be training. And we have our top best, six best-selling totes that we're going to, if you complete all the training, go to every single training, you will be able to start without having to, you put down an investment, you put down a money, but when you've completed the training, you get your money back.
Oh, wow.
And so we're so excited. We want to give this opportunity to everybody. And so, and it will help us grow too, because everything is customized these days. and this is the way it's going to be. And near or far, you don't have to be necessarily in New Mexico. I mean, she's now in Kansas City where the facility is at. And so we want to get people across the country to have an opportunity. And the thing that I love about this is I'm a go-getter. I like to have 4 to 6 parties a month, but I also have appointments with people one-on-one across the country. So there's nothing to hold you back from not jumping into this opportunity that we're giving. And I have a Facebook page. We have a Two Cute Totes Facebook page. And we all, as style mentors, have our own Two Cute Totes Facebook page. Mine's called The Design Experience, because that's what it is. And I have to friend you first to get you onto the page. But there, you know, I do videos about our bags. I do specials if we have a special going on. And then this opportunity to build Two Cute Totes across the country. I mean, 2 in New Mexico. That is it. 1 in Los Alamos, and I'm here all alone at Albuquerque. I would love to build a team here. And, you know, you can do your party once a month, or you can have a party like me. I like to party, so I like to have a lot because it's so fun and it's such a way to express who you are that everybody gets a chance to do that.
Okay, so give us, what is it, the website, your Facebook, how do people contact you today if they're saying, yes, this is what I want to do, I'm getting ready to retire, or I've got too much time on my hands or whatever it is and they want to get started or at least find out more information, how do they get in contact?
You can contact me through my, I'll give you my email.
Okay.
And it's Mercedes, and it's spelled Mercedes, like the car, but pronounced differently. So it's Mercedes at TOOCUTETOTES.com. So Two Cute Totes. And you can go onto our website, which is twocutetotes.com. And our website will have, you know, if you're interested in learning how to join, you can go on there too. And contact me through email. And I'm more than happy to sit down with you, tell you how it works. And, you know, we're looking for consistency. So whether you do one party a month, as long as you're consistent, being consistent, that's what we want.
And this is so exciting because I think about, you know, the concept of the party or the get together way back to, you know, I can remember my tias and my, you know, my grandmas or whoever doing like the Tupperware party or the Mary Kay or whatever. And so it's that concept. But this is a company that was started here in New Mexico by a New Mexican and is growing nationwide, ideally internationally, eventually, probably.
We would love that. Yeah, why not?
But it's employing people here. I mean, the people that are putting the totes together are employed here. The fabrics are made here. I mean, that's so exciting and commendable for this company, as well as the people participating in it. So you know that if you are interested or if you join Two Cute Totes, that is still staying local, your local community here in New Mexico or the local community, you know, in
wherever.
Other states or so
the
there's some flexibility.
And you can take your business on the road. We had a style mentor. She's my upline and she moved from Nevada to Texas. So her business just went with her. So that's another great thing, you know, and I travel. I've gone to Denver. I've brought my business with me. There are no
Borders.
We want everybody to have an opportunity to enjoy this company and be able to pass this opportunity on to others, but also to be able to design and create your Two Cute Tote.
Yeah, so there are lots of great great characteristics about this company. And again, I'm so excited that I was able to have you on the show because, again, it's a locally born business, which I'm really excited about because I'm also from northern New Mexico, and that it's continuing to grow and be that much greater for everybody that wants to be their own boss, really.
Correct. And you set your own hours. And, you know, for the designer, you know, you get one. Everybody says, oh, you know, I already know what I'm going to design for my next one.
Right.
So, you know, you can create a whole set. You can create your mood. It's all about expressing who you are. And that's what I love about it.
And what a great way to start 2018 by, either getting into business for yourself or just ordering a too cute tote from Mercedes. So I will share her information again in the wrap up. And Mercedes, thank you so much for being on the show this morning.
Thank you for allowing me to come on and tell everybody about this amazing business and this amazing company. Thank you.
My pleasure. So you're listening to Go Local Boom Radio here on 1050 KTBL. We'll be right back with our show wrap up. Stay tuned. Good morning. Welcome back, everyone. It's Go Local Boom Radio here on 1050 KTBL. I'm your host, Krista Benavides with Chispas Performance Solutions. Again, another great show this week, and I'm so excited that I was able to get guests in over the holidays because sometimes people take time off, etc., and these guests were so willing and generous with their time to come in over their holiday time off, so I'm grateful that they were here. And so our first guest was Jane Bradley with SmartSpider.net, and she's been here before, and she's the founder of Smart Spider, and she was here sharing with us some of the upcoming events, in particular the event coming up in January, which is January 10th, and that's the monthly Ask a Pro event, and that is from 4:30 to 5:30, and the focus will be on mental wellness, physical wellness, and professional wellness with four different panelists that will be there speaking. And then following the event that ends at 5:30 actually continues with the Smart Spider Mixer, where it's a professional to professional networking type of event. And that's all at Nativo Lodge. And for more information about becoming a Smart Spider member, you can contact Jane at 505-710-6484. You can also visit smartspider.net online. My second guest this morning was Shelly Rael, and she, again, is also not a stranger to to Go Local Boom or to Smart Spider. She's actually on the panel for the January 10th event, and she's a registered dietitian and nutritionist, and she was, again, sharing with us some great recommendations on self-care in general, focused, though, specifically on food and choices and mental preparedness. So she has two events coming up. One begins on January 3rd. You have still about a week to get registered for that. It's a high-level program, 10 weeks, that has coaching in a group setting, and you can contact her for more information on that. And then the other one is the Reboot program. It's a 25-day program beginning on January 16th, and she also has individual programs that are anywhere from 3 to 6 months, maybe even longer, depending on what your needs are. And Shelly may be contacted at 505-379-0258 or at her website, shellyrael.com. And again, that's shellyrael.com. And then, of course, my final guest was Mercedes Wharton with Two Cute Totes. And again, what a great success story from a local standpoint. This was a company that was started by a local New Mexican that is now nationwide, and they're wanting to grow. And so you can find out more information about Two Cute Totes at twocutetotes.com. Mercedes is also generous enough to offer her personal website or her personal email, and that's Mercedes, M-E-R-C-E-D-E-S, at twocutetotes.com. And again, just to clarify, Two Cute Totes is a way to get a customly made handbag. And they're all made here in the U.S. She was sharing with us that they are now customizing their own fabrics. And so it's really a high quality product made here in the U.S. You get to be the designer of your handbag. And they have so many different styles, whether it's a backpack even for a man in your life or for kids. I mean, it just runs the gamut. And so twocutetotes.com is the place to find out more information about that. So as we wrap up, this is our final show of the year, and the next time you will be hearing us will be in the new year, 2018. I can't believe that. But a final tip that I'll share with you from Chispas Performance Solutions, and that is something to wrap up the 2017 year with to take into 2018. And it's about goal setting, but a little bit different take on goal setting. What I recommend to my clients is whenever you're finishing a project, whenever you're finishing a quarter or et cetera, one of the best things you can do for yourself is to self-evaluate. It's always good to get evaluations or feedback from other people, but it's also important to get some perspective internally, meaning to do some self-evaluation. So here's the recommendation specifically. Make out a list of what worked. In other words, what you liked best and what maybe didn't work so well, or what I like to call next times. And so you make that list and say, okay, this went well. This, I really liked this best, and go over your entire year. Now that might seem like a lot, but that's okay. You're just going to go through what you remember and then focus on the next times. That way you have a plan going forward with what didn't work so well. You're taking a proactive approach as well as giving yourself a celebration opportunity for what did work. So take that to finish out 2017 on a high note and take it into 2018. Thank you so much for being here this morning. I'm Krista Benavides with Chispas Performance Solutions. Go Local Boom Radio here is every Saturday, 1050 KTBL. See you next week.